This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, welcome back to BetQL. You here on the BetQL Network. I'm John Martin. He is RJ Choppy. We're talking all things college basketball, all things Final Four. We previewed Purdue and NC State. We previewed UConn and Alabama. There's also been some coaching developments recently. Busy coaching carousel, as always, RJ. Eric Musselman, expected to be named the next coach at USC. Leaving Arkansas after what you would say is an overall very successful tenure, a couple of Elite Eights, some good basketball he has helped put together there in Fayetteville. But he's taking it to USC now, replacing Andy Enfield. What do you make of the move first for Musselman getting back sort of out to his West Coast roots and taking over at USC?
I like the move for Musselman. If that's where his roots are, and he did not have a very good year at Arkansas, he has had a pretty good run. But if you're a more of a West Coast guy, go do it. I'll be honest with you, that's a brutal, brutal job right now. You have 6-hour flights in your future, quite a bit of them. That's a brutal, brutal job. Do they care about basketball? See, that's the other thing you got to ask yourself. You know, do they care about basketball as much at USC as they do at Arkansas? The answer is no. Does that mean that we could have the same kind of situation with Arkansas and Musselman that Andy Enfield had at USC? Were they going to give him an extension? That's what these coaches want. They want an extension. They're always wanting an extension. Were they going to give him one? I don't know. I thought he was a good enough coach to give him one. I would have given him one if I was Arkansas. Did they peak with him? Sure, but I mean, you know, Elite Eights, it's pretty damn good. I mean, they could have been in a situation where they've made it to a Final Four, another one. So yeah, he's a legit coach. I like him a lot. It's the same thing with Lincoln Riley, though, man. I know Oklahoma football is an elite job, but you're telling somebody that I can make millions of dollars and live in Santa Monica or Malibu versus Fayetteville. Like, I know Fayetteville's beautiful, but come on. Like, there's only so much you can do about the ocean. You know, there's only two oceans in this country, and they got one of them. So it's tough. It's tough to say no to that.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And also, when you look at Musselman's career, he's just sort of a vagabond, right? I don't mean that like in a negative way, but maybe nomad is the more politically correct term there. Then we'll go with nomad. How about that?
Vagabond, I know you like to a politically incorrect term. I don't know. Is that I'm about to go Google this one.
Like, I think it's more. It's like you're homeless if you're a vagabond. He's not homeless.
Okay, I was like, what are we talking about? I was like, is this a Kim Mulkey, LA Times kind of situation? We got to Google the word. Yeah. See exactly what it means.
He's a nomad. I would say he's a coaching nomad. He hasn't really been anywhere in his career for more than 5 years. So it feels like, you know, there's an expiration date. I saw somebody put that on social media today, and I think it's true. Like, he kind of grinds on you. He wears on you a little bit, and he likes to move around. Right? He likes to move around. So, you know, the years will be good, but it's not going to be a lifetime contract situation like you see in college basketball with Musselman. But he will win. The reality is that he absolutely will win the former – coach of the Chinese national team. Did you know that trivia about Eric Musselman?
I forgot it. I don't think I knew that.
He coached China, the United States, Dominican Republic, and Venezuela. All four nations he has coached.
Man, He just wants to. He's a coaching lifer. You will never get this guy to retire.
Yes, he wants to do every. He wants to coach every nation, every team ever. He will not rest until he's the coach at every league in America and every team in America. For Arkansas, you know, from the people that I talk to, it sounds like it's a very attractive job that they'll be able to, you know, focus on their list of candidates and get a good one. Who makes sense to you at Arkansas, and what direction do you think they should go?
Are they wanting, from who you've talked to, are they wanting a name, or are they wanting to have an up-and-coming young coach hire an assistant that route?
Oh, I think they want a name, baby. They want some flash.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
It's a great question. I mean, can they get Porter Mosier to leave Oklahoma?
The three names you hear are Chris Beard, Jerome Tang, and Will Wade. Those are the three names that you hear come up the most.
The easy one is Will Wade. You would be thumbing your nose at the rival down south at LSU, who had to get rid of him. We have seen a coach leave a school because of violations, go to another SEC school and dominate. That's Bruce Pearl. We've seen that. And I think that's the one that I would absolutely go to. I think Will Wade is a fantastic coach. I think he's a sleazeball, but I think he's a fantastic coach. And they would own Memphis again. They would own certain recruiting hotbeds, St. Louis, Memphis. You know, you're not terribly far from Dallas-Fort Worth. I love the Chris Beard idea because he does have Texas ties in Arkansas. Did you know Arkansas, there's so many kids from Texas that go to Arkansas. Arkansas now gives in-state tuition to Texas high school kids. It's crazy. If you finish at a certain level of your class. So
That's a Texarkana connection right there.
Right, it is. So they got a lot of kids from Texas that go to school at Arkansas. I mean, I think Beard would make sense there. I think Chris Beard's fantastic. I love him as a head coach. As a guy, I mean, that's a different story, but as a head coach,
right.
I think there's no doubt that he can coach there.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the beautiful thing is that you can sort of have your pick. So many programs think they can, and so few do. So it feels like Arkansas is definitely going to be able to choose who they want, and not have to settle. You know, we saw that, at Louisville. Louisville thought that they were a certain spot in the hierarchy and they got humbled. You know, they had to go with their second, third, fourth choice in Pat Kelsey. Arkansas will not have to do that.
Well, I mean, it all depends on your NIL money. That's what this is about. What's your budget? What is your budget? You know, because remember, did they get Dana Altman for a hot minute? And he was like, nah, I'm out. If their budget's high, then they can get somebody. If it's not, then I think they might struggle.
100%. Yes. And I think they do have a budget. They want, I mean, look, they feel like, and they should feel like they can compete. You know, I mean, they were in the Elite Eight two straight years. I mean, they've proven that they can, that they belong at the, you know, highest level of college basketball. Those fans are nuts. I mean, you know, they are so passionate there about Arkansas basketball. And that's really where it sort of comes from. right? If you have a passionate fan base and you've got the Walmart money, which they do, yeah, I think they're going to be okay. I think they're going to be able to find some money for the NIL budget at Arkansas. So you've got everything you need, and I suspect that they'll absolutely be able to you know, keep that thing rolling, get that thing rolling. I mean, listen, I don't know what happened this year. There were a few teams around the country that you're just like, what went mm-hmm. wrong? And that's one of them, you know. Memphis, Arkansas, definitely, you know, Michigan. I mean, there's a lot of schools that you could say that are like that, but absolutely right. They're one good hire away from being right back, one good get from being right back. SMU, which of course this is all related, SMU went with Andy Enfield. Does that feel random to you, or do you think it's a good hire for them as they venture into the ACC?
It's very random. You know, I did not think that Rob Lanier deserved to get fired. He went from 10 wins to 20 wins in his second year at SMU. And then Absolutely. Now they're going up in weight class. They're going to the ACC next year. They wanted a name. From what I've been told, there's this one guy who basically got Rob Lanier here. He was big into that. He's like, I want Andy Enfield. All right, I want that guy here. Wow. We all remember him from Dunk City at Florida Gulf Coast. Maybe Bronny. Maybe he brings Bronny to town. From what I heard, his girlfriend goes to SMU, whatever. So, yeah, this is an exciting hire. It's for SMU. They're not obviously a top-tier team. They're going to a top-tier conference. They've got to get a bigger name coach than what they had. They think that's their philosophy. I don't think Rob Lanier did anything to deserve getting fired, to be honest with you. But, you know, maybe this is a start for them. It's a good program if you get into a major conference, which they are. A lot of talent here. Mm-hmm. They keep the talent and stay in the city. They'll be just fine. We saw what they did with Larry Brown. Yes. They could do things.
Yes. No, they can, and they have the resources. It just kind of felt like Andy Enfield kind of taking the golden parachute and getting out of Dodge. I'm with you 100%. I think it's just bad juju for your program, bad karma for your program when you fire a coach that had turned that around. And he landed on his feet in the same league, right? He got hired at Rice 2 days after he got fired at SMU. And that goes to show you that that's no accident. I hate when coaches are done like that. There's a lot of times where it's justified, where guys, you know, overstay their welcome. But in that case, it was a wrongdoing, no doubt. And, you know, we'll see if SMU gets their penance for it. But I'm with you. I did not like the way that was handled. Hey, that's going to do it for this week's edition of BetQLU. Should be an absolutely classic set of games. With any justice, we'll get the two best teams in the country facing off. Clingan versus Edie, UConn versus Purdue. 2-1 seeds, the two teams that have been the best all season long in college basketball. It's very rare, RJ, that we get that, right? Very rare that we get the objective two best teams in the country. Do you have any futures right now pending other than UConn, or are you just kind of riding it out at this point?
I'm just going to ride it out game to game. I got UConn, and I'll take your advice. I did go with Purdue. I'll take you on that one, but I'll take UConn to win it all, obviously, and I'll see what the line officially becomes when that game is. Yeah. But I'll wind up taking UConn in that one, I'm sure.
UConn minus 190. Yep, they are. They're minus 190 right now to win it all. Hey, that's going to do it for us today on this edition of BetQLU. Enjoy the games this weekend. Thanks for tuning in while we broke everything down. For RJ Choppy, I'm John Martin. Enjoy the games, and we'll see you soon.